Carlo Fainu is a Tongan Australian woman who grew up around Pacific communities in Australia, but she always felt a calling to PNG's East New Britain province. Since the late 19th century until 1990, generations of her family lived in East New Britain, and the stories of their lives have been embedded in family lore. For Carlo's grandparents, Alf and Mary Lou, their final wish was to return to their family cemetery in East New Britain. So last year, Carlo put up her hand to help her family repatriate her grandparents' ashes from Australia to PNG. She thought it would be just a three-month stay, but with coronavirus restrictions, it has turned out to be a bigger and longer job than first expected. Carlo spoke with Talia Olatia.
I came because I had put my hand up to help my family out in the repatriation of my grandparents' ashes back to our family mutmut or cemetery here in East New Britain. And so after my grandmother passed, we all knew that this was part of the plan to bring both her and my grandfather back here. And as we started to make those plans, I was just like, I really have to be involved. I want to establish a much deeper connection to the place. And so I let my family know that I was available and that I'd be happy to be on the ground.
What did that involve, putting your hand up to help these ashes come back to Papua New Guinea?
I guess it was at this end. It was a lot of sort of meeting with people that live in the village where our family mutmut is. So the cemetery is on the side of the old plantation where my great-great-grandmother Phoebe Parkinson and great-great-grandfather Richard Parkinson, they had a family homestead up at Kuradui. And now these days the land is divided up into like all different families. But the cemetery section is just, you know, a small section of the village that's well kept by the villagers. And so we had to initiate discussions with everybody that lives in the village, in the community, and let them know of our plans. And then, you know, with also their input, what was expected in terms of customary protocols. The event, you know, ended up taking, went over 2 days. But here in East New Britain, when you do sort of all of that customary stuff, it involves an exchange of things like shell money, which is a currency that's still in use here in Eastern Britain, and an exchange of pigs, organising food, and just making sure that we meet all the sort of like customary needs that, and expectations that would allow us to be able to do what we wanted to do in terms of burying our grandparents.
Was that a daunting task? And are you there with other family members who can help you navigate through all these, you know, cultural customs that we're just not familiar with here in Australia?
I must admit that before I left Australia, like I found it really exciting thing to do, but I did find it a little bit daunting. I had some anxiety. I was like, I don't speak the local language. You know, I haven't been there in a long time. But no, I didn't have any of my own family living in this part of Papua New Guinea. So I was essentially sort of coming into a very new space. Even though we've had this sort of long family history and connection to it, and I knew a lot about it, I had never really lived here and didn't have my own little sort of community and network. So it was a little bit daunting. But, you know, all of those sort of fears, they sort of left me pretty quickly because everyone here was so supportive and welcoming, and I immediately felt a sense of coming home, you know, right from the beginning.
So after those negotiations took place and, you know, everything was successful in the way that you could bring your grandparents' ashes to rest at your family cemetery, what was the process that happened then?
Well, the negotiations happened right up until day dot. I mean, New Guinea is the land of the unexpected. So we make one plan, we go away, we start working on that plan. The next time we have a meeting, that plan has changed. So, you know, it was an unfolding event all the way up until the very, you know, day of, which was expected because I knew that that's the way that it was going to happen. But, I mean, aside from that, you know, the way that the couple of days unfolded is we did a burial ceremony, which was fairly sort of traditional first, and then we went to a different part, away just away from the cemetery of the village, where our men underwent a initiation up in the bush, which was a really very, very special invitation that they were allowed to. Here in East New Britain, the Tolai people have a secret society, and you can't become a part of that secret society unless you're invited to the initiations. And so the men of the Utrecht family were invited to undergo that very first sort of level, which is very introductory. But they had to put on red lap-laps or sarongs. They had their bare white skin painted in, like, mud. It was like, you know, it was a bit of a blinding sight, I must admit. And then they were taken up into the bush. And what happened up there, I don't really know, because it's men's business and it's secret, and they have to take an oath not to share that information outside of other society members. But I know when they all arrived back down to where we were all waiting, they were beating their chests and yelling things out. And they had this sort of, you know, air of excitement around them. And I, you know, my cousins and my uncles said that they thoroughly enjoyed that experience. It was something unlike anything that they've done before. So I think a really nice bonding experience for the boys. For me, I think I'd already done my grieving for my grandparents, and so for me it was a real celebration of their life and their connection to this place and this land and to the people. But there was always moments. It was, you know, roller coasters up and down, and being really humbled by how much time and effort the local people here put into delivering what we wanted for our grandparents' requests, and you know, the extent that they went to for our family. We had about 80 members of our family coming over from Australia, US and the UK. My mum is from a family of 10 siblings, so we have quite a large family. We had three different generations there, and we were accommodated so well that really it meant a lot, you know, and I was very humbled and very touched by the warmth and the love of the Tolai people, and especially the people at Kuruduwi.
You were talking there about your grandparents' connection to the land. Now standing on the land in East New Britain, do you feel the same sort of connection that your grandparents felt?
Yeah, I think I definitely do. When I set off on this journey, I thought that I was going to come here for a couple of months. I deferred my master's degree at ANU and I said, I'm just going to take this semester off. I'll go away and I'll come back and I'll get back to life back in Australia. And every time I go home, I just want to come back. I just have such an immense, you know, a strong calling to just be back here, that I can barely stand being away from it every time I go back. And I feel really connected to this place.
So are you just finding out more about your family history, like where it actually happened, and does it bring all those stories to life?
I've spent my entire childhood, you know, listening to the stories of my grandparents and then my aunts and uncles, and always sort of imagining the places, and now here I am actually walking through these places, and the names of my great-great-grandparents and my great-great-aunt Queen Emma, they're part of the local lore, and if you mention that, they're like, ah, yes, and then someone might tell you a little story about, oh, this is a place where Phoebe did this, or this is the island where Emma built a pool, you know, as you do, you build a pool on an island. But when you're like the queen of the South Pacific, you're going to do that kind of thing. So, you know, having those experiences are really cool. And I'm really loving walking through this place and making those connections. And for me, it was really, I think, you know, growing up in Australia, you know, whether it's Papua New Guinea or Tonga or, you know, other places that are connected to my own sort of ancestry, I've always felt a little bit of a disconnect. And so trips like this allow me to fill little voids in my identity and my sense of belonging that were missing before. And it's been a really fulfilling experience. And yeah, I'm just rolling with it at the moment, and it's very fulfilling.
That was Carlo Fainu speaking to Talia Olatia there about the incredible journey she took to repatriate her grandparents' ashes from Australia to East New Britain. And if you want to read more of Carlo's family history and connection to PNG, then look up Carlo Fainu ABC in your search engine, because ABC's Alice Moldovan has explored Carlo's history, including photos, in a really beautifully written story.